welcome to Mast Appeal, the Saturday morning live show on Catholic Radio, where you can get some free and friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. This is Colleen Kelly Mast. I'm a certified life coach, author, retreat speaker. I've written several family life programs, and I'm here for you for the next 2 hours. So give me a call with your question or personal problem. The number to get on today's Mast Appeal is 877-573-7825-877-5-PEP-TALK. Your calls drive the show. You decide what the topics are today. I just get the opening part, and today I've got some funnies and a little sermon for you on a scripture reading, and one that really touched me this week. And the rest of the show is up to you. You decide what the topics are. You tell me what's disturbing your peace, and I am here to help you. The number to get on today's show, again, is 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK. I've been here on Catholic Radio for 25 years. It just doesn't seem that long. I'm offering free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. I hold a master's degree in health education, an honorary doctorate in humane letters, teaching certificates in health science, physical education, and theology. That's why I went off into some of that neurotheology field. That's fascinating. We talked last week about brain science, what happens to your brain, you know, when you argue, when you're grateful. We've covered that recently. So I've been around. I've taught at every grade level, including adult education. And when my Sex Respect public school abstinence curriculum reached national acclaim, I was a guest on TV shows like Oprah, Geraldo, 60 Minutes, and Mother Angelica Live when Love and Life came out. I remember her vividly, spending time with her before the show and during the show. I was also invited by the Vatican to visit with JP2's Pontifical Council for the Family. When my Love and Life program, they wanted me to present that to the Pontifical Council for the Family when they released the document, The Truth and Meaning of Human Sexuality. So throughout my career, I've defended the truth about life and love. I've debated the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and CECIS, and defended the dignity of love and the human person on television and radio. And we still have to keep doing that, defending love, defending life, defending the meaning of marriage, even more than ever. So give me a call with your question or personal problem. I've got some experience that might help you, and we've got the Holy Spirit here with us. The gifts of the Spirit, wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord, drive the answers to your questions or personal problems. Well, you can learn more about my work at my website, respect4u.com, where you can sign up for life coaching, learn about my books, sign up for speaking. What else can you do there? Send me a letter. You can send me an email through there, too, at respect4u.com. But stay tuned now for some free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective for the next 2 hours. So if you're facing a personal problem or a moral question or a decision you're trying to make, we can look at your options, some solutions, some ideas of action steps, how you can make a change, or even if you can't change other people, you can change yourself and the way you react to them. So if you and your loved ones are always ending up in arguments, how do you deflect those? Or you need some strong boundaries to keep you happy and healthy, give me a call at 877-573-7825. This is Colleen Kelly Mast on Mast Appeal. Okay, first we're going to smile, then we're going to look at the scriptures here. And funnies. This is why we love children. Children just keep us smiling. If you're not around a child after a while, you miss them. I know I had to text my son and say, we miss Frankie, the five-year-old. He would stay with us every couple of weeks, and we haven't seen him in a while because we've been occupied with other things. So kids keep us smiling. Okay, a woman was driving with her three children. They were young. It was a warm summer evening when a woman in the convertible ahead of her stood up and waved. She was stark naked. As the mother was reeling from the shock, she heard her five-year-old shout from the back seat, Mom, that lady isn't wearing her seatbelt. That's what a five-year-old would say. Okay, another time to laugh here. On the first day of school, a first grader handed his teacher a note from his mother, and the note read, "The opinions expressed by this child are not necessarily those of his parents." Okay, those of you that are teachers, you know what stories you're going to receive. And those of you that are parents know that your kid could say all sorts of imaginative stories. Okay, story about funny about ketchup. A woman was trying hard to get the ketchup out of the jar. During her struggle, the phone rang. So she asked her four-year-old daughter to answer the phone. "Mommy can't come to the phone to you right now. She's hitting the bottle." She didn't say bottle of ketchup. Oh. Okay, number four, funny about the Bible. A little boy opened the big family Bible. He was fascinated, and he lingered through the old pages. Suddenly, something fell out of the Bible. He picked up the object and looked at it. What he saw was an old leaf that had been pressed in between the pages. "Mama, look what I found," the boy called out. "What have you got there, honey?" With astonishment in the young boy's voice, he answered, "I think it's Adam's underwear." Okay, give me a call with your question or personal problem. The number to get on today's Mast Appeal is 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK. And I want to shout out a special hello to Lansing, Michigan, our newest station here at Ave Maria Radio. This is Colleen Kelly Mast from Mast Appeal. And I come out here live every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the station you're listening, if you're our new Lansing channel, 1390 WLCM. So this show, Mast Appeal, is where you will learn confidence for your family life, encouragement for your spiritual life, clarity for your moral life, prudence for your social life, and a surprise amount of knowledge for your weekend, because we can never predict what calls each week will move or teach our hearts and minds to help us be more like Jesus Christ. So this is Mast Appeal with Colleen Kelly Mast each Saturday at 9 to 11 a.m. on 1390 WLCM, our newest Ave Maria radio station. So welcome all of you from Lansing, Michigan, who have not yet heard our show. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours. I promise you it will be interesting. One topic that comes up regularly is discord in families. When someone's practicing the faith and someone's not, there is division. We have different goals in life. And yesterday's reading from the Book of Wisdom, Chapter 2, reminds me of why wicked people hate good people. Wisdom 2, starting at verse 1, says, "The wicked said among themselves, thinking not aright." Okay, they're not thinking right. "Let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training." Well, and that's where I've said before to those of you who say, "Oh, my, adult son or daughter is away from the faith or living an immoral life as if God did not exist." And or somebody's tempting you to sin, like if you're a recovering alcoholic and you have friends that keep inviting you out drinking, or, different situations like that where people want you to join them in sin, or they're mad at you because you do not happen to be sinning, or they don't know what your secret sins are. And so this is what the Book of Wisdom says. This wicked said among themselves, thinking not right, let's work against them. Look what they're telling on us. They're doing the opposite of what we're doing. Then it continues. It says, "He professes to have knowledge of God," and this is the wicked talking about the upright, okay? Oh, they profess to have knowledge of God and styles himself as a child of the Lord, but he is to us the censure of our thoughts. Merely to see him is a hardship for us. And you know why that's true? Because their conscience bothers them. People who live a life of evil, who have chosen evil, not those that are struggling and forgiven regularly, but those that choose evil and are trying to defend it and justify it, they make fun of Christians because they see us as a hardship, as Wisdom chapter 2 says. It's because it bothers their conscience. It bothers them to be around us because it's their conscience that has the problem. But they say, you know, we see him as a hardship for us. But the person who is righteous is not really trying to make their life harder. They're just either being quiet or occasionally calling them by their lifestyle or their words to repentance. So Wisdom chapter 2 continues, because his life is not like that of others, and different are his ways. Yeah, the Christian is going to have different ways. And the evil one, the wicked among us, as the book of Wisdom says, they want us to join them in their sin. And so they're judging themselves against the standards we're living by, and then accusing us of judging them. And that's what the next line of Wisdom chapter 2 says. He judges us debased. He holds aloof from our path as from things impure. And that's not necessarily true, that the righteous person is not necessarily judging them. They're just looking at God's judgment. Yes, there are certain things that are pure and certain things that are impure. Cohabitation, for example. So when your relatives and friends and neighbors are trying to blame you for being moral, it's because they're feeling guilty. Wisdom 2 continues. He calls blessed the destiny of the just and boasts that God is his father. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the thing Paul said we should boast on. Let us see whether his words be true. So that's where they're testing God. Let's find out what will happen to him. And this then ties us into the upcoming Holy Week. You know, if you're really the Son of God, come down from the cross. So Wisdom chapter 2 says, you know, if the just one be the Son of God, God will defend him and deliver him from his foes and will torture him and see if he's really gentle and patient. Let's condemn him to a shameful death. And God will take care of him. So we're going to come up upon that next Sunday, when we read the Passion on Palm Sunday. And it kind of reminds me of Joseph and his brothers. So, and because God did take care of Joseph. Okay, so these were their thoughts, but they erred. That's what the end of this section of yesterday's reading from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 2. Verses 1a and 12 to 22. These were their thoughts, but they erred, for their wickedness blinded them. So remember that. People that are like trying to torture you in your life, it's not because you're wrong or you're judgmental necessarily, unless you are and you know that. And you can be more merciful. We're going to learn more about mercy this weekend when Jesus says, neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more. So their wickedness blinded them. They erred. They knew not the hidden counsels of God, nor did they count on a recompense of holiness or discern the innocent soul's reward. So that was followed yesterday by a psalm of consolation. You know, those that are rejected by the godless people and their extended family find consolation in Psalm 34. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Give us a call, whether you're brokenhearted, whether you're confident, whether you need some encouragement, some clarity, some prudence. Give me a call with your question or personal problem. This is Colleen Kelly Mast on Mast Appeal. We're here for the next 2 hours offering free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. You dial the toll-free number, talk to Melissa, our call screener, tell her your name, what city you're calling from, or what station you're listening to, and tell her the topic of your question. She'll put it on my board, and we'll take you when it's your turn. So call now, so you can be the first three callers at 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK, and we'll be back in just a moment.
I'm Jack Pasula. Please join us on Tuesday, April 15th, 6:30 p.m. at St. John's Resort for the Rosary, followed by a speech by Mitch Albom, entitled Giving is Living. Mitch is a renowned best-selling author, journalist, screenwriter, playwright, radio and TV broadcaster, and musician. No registration is required. For more information, please email jack.krasula, K-R-A-S-U-L-A, at trustinus.com. Thank you. God bless.
Hi, I'm Marcus Peter. Ave Maria Radio is gearing up for its spring pledge drive, and Mother Angelica instructed her sisters and staff to pray this novena to Our Lady of Good Remedy for financial providence. Dear Lady of Good Remedy, source of unfailing help, thy compassionate heart knows a remedy for every affliction and misery we encounter in life. Help us with thy prayers and intercession to find a remedy for our problems and needs, especially for financial providence for Ave Maria Radio. Dear Lady of Good Remedy, be ever present to us, and through thy intercession may we enjoy health of body and peace of mind, and grow stronger in the faith and in the love of thy Son, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of Good Remedy, that we may deepen our dedication to thy Son, and make the world alive with his Spirit. Amen.
This program brought to you in part by Ave Maria Florida, a big kind of small town where golf carts take you everywhere and there's always something fun around the corner. Discover championship golf, resort-style amenities, and a town center full of shopping and dining. With Ave Maria University and Ave Maria Catholic Church at its heart, it's a community full of connection and charm. More than 25 model homes are available for viewing. More information can be found at AveMaria.com. That's AveMaria.com.
Welcome to Mass Appeal, the Saturday morning live show on Catholic Radio, where you can get confidence for your family life, encouragement for your spiritual life, clarity for your moral life, and prudence for your social life. And you never know what we're going to be talking about, but you do. You know what's disturbing your peace, what's bothering you today. How's your Lent going? Do you need some help or some encouragement? The number to get on today's show is 877-573-7825, 877-5-PEP-TALK. Got an email from one of our listeners here with a dilemma. He says, my question is what to do. I've been dating this gal for about 7 months. My girlfriend asked to go with me to RCIA. She took an interest in our faith. I'm a cradle Catholic. And this is her text below, and we discussed a lot of issues. So come to church with me when she is available, and even if we're out of town for her dog shows, we'll find a church so we can go. So here's what she texted. I'm learning about being Catholic. I haven't fully committed, but it's been made aware to me. I feel I need to build my relationship with God and have understanding of what and why things are instead of following traditions. You're not going to learn that just in RCIA. It's going to take a lifetime. But anyway, as I've explained before, I will not succumb to following every tradition of the Catholic faith. She says that even before she starts RCIA. I don't know if this will be a problem eventually for you, which if it is, then it's something we need to discuss. As I've mentioned before, there'll be weekends I do not attend Mass. There are practicing religious couples that not both parties fully commit and practice as deeply as other party does. You know, she's quite observant. She says, I'm not Catholic, though. If I decide after going to classes and meeting with the priest and learning that I don't want to be Catholic or follow what Catholics follow, would that be okay with you? So she's almost like mentally setting herself up to not be Catholic, but she'll go to the classes. Oh, boy, maybe she needs some refreshment in her mindset. If not, I understand, but I'm trying to get an understanding of if it will be okay with you. If you are the religious and faith-following one and I'm not. Not that I won't believe or have faith, but may not be Catholic or follow what you and the church follow. So this is the guy who wrote me the letter, said, I told her my faith is important to me. I don't want to be the only one in the pew on Sunday or Saturday without my wife or kids. I want someone who will help along the way as a family praying together. A family that prays together stays together, and I just don't want someone to be just okay with it. So he's kind of knows his answer already. He says, well, there we have the finance, the sexuality stuff, the faith, the extended family issues wrapped up in our faith. It's a lot to think about. I don't completely understand what you're going through because I was raised Catholic. I can only go off what you express, and that wasn't much. Like you said, you cannot succumb to all the Catholic teachings, but I want to marry someone who's passionately Catholic. I think, Mike, you've made your decision. So what do I do? He asked me. I really care for her. We connect on everything else. It's been straightforward with me as I've been with her. She said she'd give me full support. And we're not married. They're not even engaged. So 7 months into the girlfriend. That's a good question, Mike. You know, you could start by being positive when you respond to her, because she's kind of being negative and you want to bring her along. So tell her that you're glad she wants to build a relationship with God. You know, that's a good start. That was a good thing that she said. But tell her you are concerned that she says, like I've explained before, I will not succumb to following every tradition of the Catholic faith. So it sounds like she's predetermined her rejection of some teaching. So that would be a concern if you strongly say, my faith is important to me. So if you're asking a new person coming to the faith to embrace the facets of the Catholicism, it's for all of us, it's a lifetime of growth. You start by making your covenant with God, the Ten Commandments, and the two great commandments, love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. And she said she wants to have a relationship with him, but she's not ready to give her all. That's the basics. Love God with everything you can and have and know. And love your neighbor as yourself and follow the Ten Commandments and try to grow in virtue. So, and also help her know that if she learns and if she chooses to get baptized, she will grow in grace and understanding as she lives it. So everything's not going to be perfect before she starts. So see if she's open to taking a leap of faith first, trusting you, trusting God, trusting what she learns in RCIA. So tell her that you're confident once she learns the truth of the Catholic faith, she will want to follow it fully, like so many brilliant converts like, you know, Scott and Kimberly Hahn and Jeff Cavins, all the people that go on the journey home, that that TV show on EWTN, they come to Catholicism. So maybe have her watch that show. But what you told her was just perfect, Mike, when you said, my faith is important to me. I don't want to be the only one in the pew on Sunday or Saturday without my wife or kids. Where you said, I want someone who will help along the way, because you don't want to be the only one and the other one's working against you. If you want to have family praying together, as you say, you know, you just don't want somebody just to be okay with it. If you say you want to marry a passionate Catholic, then give her a little time to see if she, you know, gets through RCIA and wants to be a passionate Catholic or not, or is willing to embrace it. And if she already is saying things like, I'm not going to follow it all, then it might be a problem. So when what bothered me. When she says, after I go to the classes, meet with the priest and learning, if I still don't want to be Catholic or want to follow what Catholics follow, will that be okay with you? So I think what you have to say is the truth, Mike. No, it wouldn't. That isn't what you want. It's not what you need, and you don't want to settle for less when there's so many other women out there just waiting for a Catholic guy, you know? So it won't. You can't unite your lives if the basics of your beliefs don't match. And that's where we have so many people struggling in marriage. They make a decision based on their emotions and think, oh, the church thing isn't going to make a difference, or maybe they have a conversion later and they struggle. So there's so many people, so many women waiting for a good Catholic husband like you. If she continues after learning the faith with all her excuses and doubts, this could drain you for the rest of your life. So consider whether you want, how long you want to wait to see, to give her, maybe till she finishes RCIA. And if she is still having kind of that disrespectful attitude. Like, what if I don't want to follow it out? Then break up with her. You know, just say, if someday you become interested in the Catholic faith and you convert with great passion, give me a call. But for now, I'm going to move on. You aren't the right mate for me, because you don't want it every Sunday to be an argument. You don't want it every choice on natural family planning, baptizing the baby, schools, commandments, Holy Communion, Catholic values. You don't want to debate all those things. So marriage is hard enough when it's with two Catholics. Don't make it any harder. So God will point her, pray that God will point her to the church, and maybe you'll need to look for something else.
Easter is Sunday, April 20th. This year, let the family and staff of Viviana Flower Shop help you select the perfect floral arrangements for festive gift-giving and home decoration. With much beauty, Viviana's has helped patrons celebrate life, love, and faith since 1937. Ordering is easy. Phone us at 1-800-VIVIANO. That's 1-800-V-I-V-I-A-N-O. Or shop online at Viviano.com. Viviano's also offers convenient delivery service for Easter and for all of life celebrations. Remember, Viviana Flower Shop.
Remember to take a moment this week to thank a priest you know for all the blessings he shares through his vocation. Our priests work tirelessly to bring us the sacraments and help us on our journey to heaven. Let's encourage them and express our gratitude for all their sacrifices, saying something like, "Thank you for baptizing our children." Nominate your priest at thankyouforyourpriesthood.com. A new contest every month through September 2025, brought to you by Diocesan, your Catholic advertising and communications company.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. Want to celebrate some amazing anniversaries this year in France? We'll visit Normandy Beach to celebrate our heroic military for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Also, the 100th anniversary of the canonization of St. Teresa of Lisieux. Join us this October for our Saints and Shrines of France and a visit to the newly renovated Notre Dame Cathedral.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at AveMariaRadio.net. Catholic Charities of Shiawassee and Genesee Counties have been providing health and creating hope since 1941. It's the generosity of donors that allows them to provide necessary services such as their warming center, which provides refuge and comfort to thousands in our community. They also offer hot meals in their soup kitchens and help families make ends meet in their community closet. Even the smallest donation makes a meaningful difference. Join us in their mission by giving a donation at CatholicCharitiesFlint.org.
Welcome to Mass Appeal, the Saturday morning live show on Catholic Radio, where you can get some free and friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. The number to get on today's show is 877, which makes it toll-free, 573-7825, 877-5-PEP-TALK. And a great hello to our newest station in Lansing, Michigan. This is Colleen Kelly Mast from Mast Appeal. I come to you live each Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. on Eastern Standard Time right here on your new station, 1390 WLCM. So in this show, Mast Appeal is where you will grow in confidence for your family life, encouragement for your spiritual life, clarity for your moral life, prudence for your social life, and surprise knowledge for your weekend, because we can never know what calls come in each week, what moves us, what teaches our hearts and minds to be more like Jesus Christ. So this is Mast Appeal with Colleen Kelly Mast each Saturday at 9 to 11 a.m. on 1390 WLCM, a new Ave Maria radio station. And welcome, of course, to all of you that are regular listeners from all over the country. And our hearts go out to all of you that have had horrible weather and flooding. This is quite a year between the hurricanes and tornadoes and floods and fires. You just wonder, when is it going to end, or is this the end? I don't know. Give us a call with your question or personal problem. I'm a wife, a mother. I'll understand. I'm a life coach, certified life coach, author. I help give retreats all over the country as well. And so I invite you to call at 877 877-573-7825-877-5-PEP-TALK. Or maybe you just need a reminder of how much God loves you. A book that I've been reading called Into Your Hands, Father, Abandoning Ourselves to the God Who Loves Us by Wilfred Stinnison, a Dominican, I think, at Ignatius Press. He says, God carried you when you thought that you were faltering. I love pondering this line. He surrounded you with His love when you felt you were abandoned. The Holy Spirit helps you see the whole of reality and not just a small fragment. That's why we live in the Spirit. It's possible that you were not welcome when you were born into this cold world, but God has welcomed you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Born by me from your birth, carried from the womb. He said, perhaps your mother did not have time for you when you were small. Perhaps you felt abandoned by her. Maybe you were harassed in school, or you're simply so sensitive and vulnerable that what is insignificant to others caused deep wounds in you. But now in the light of the Spirit, you understand that you were never really left alone. God was with you. I've called you by name, he says. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. The flame shall not consume you. Fear not, for I am with you. That's Isaiah chapter 43. So we think our lives are rough. Many times they are. But remember that God adopted you at baptism. Your Father is the King of the universe. So whenever I'm feeling some of those feelings that I'm faltering or abandoned, or remember that my parents did not plan me, but I know that God planned me and formed me in the womb, I try to see the whole big picture of His reality. My Father is God, the King of the universe. I'm His princess. Or his prince, you can tell yourself if you're a boy. We do delineate the difference between boys and girls here. And he's given you a mission, your dignity, your purpose in the kingdom that is not necessarily utilitarian, but it's a mission of sharing this love that he pours out on you, this mercy he pours all over you, sharing that love and mercy with others. Give me a call with your question or personal problem. The number to get on today's Mast Appeal is 877-573-7825-877-5-PEP-TALK. Is Mike ready from Colorado? Okay, sure. Mike from Colorado. Welcome to the show. What's your question today? Mike, how can I help you? Mike, you're on there now. Go ahead with your question.
Oh, sorry about that. That was fast.
Okay.
My question, I just don't know what to do with this for sure. I'm in love with two women, my wife and another lady that lives 1,000 miles away. There is no desire to leave my wife. That's not the problem. The problem is I don't know what to do with this other than I've come to realize that, like in the Old Testament where they had more than one wife, I understand having more than one wife.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I just don't know how to go through this, I guess.
Okay. All right. I can help you with that, Mike. If you are married, then you need to break the emotional tie with this other woman. You're right that in the Old Testament that people did have more than one wife. Right now, God asks us to be faithful to one person. The marriage is a sacrament. It is blessed by God. And so if your other, this other woman, if she's 1,000 miles away, that makes it a little bit easier. Disconnect from her. Clearly tell her that and just say, my heart is torn right now. I don't want to live with a divided heart. I want to be faithful to the wife that I married. And although I care for you, it is not right to continue our relationship. And so, however you're meeting with her, 1,000 miles away over the internet or phone or text messages, break that off clearly and put all your energy into the wife and the marriage that you have and ask God to bless your efforts to do that. So you're right. It's understandable that somebody could look at history and see that that did happen, that people had more than one wife. But that is not true today in terms of the moral teachings of the church and your human psychology, that to have more than one wife, and I've seen some of those shows on polygamy, it doesn't go well in terms of human jealousy and unfaithfulness, is that to focus on the faithfulness of one person, well, first of all, faithfulness to God, and second of all, to this woman that you married, and then cut off all the ties, even conversations, even things that you don't think are in the category of adultery, do not have any emotional connection to someone. So it's understanding that you can have those feelings, but you use your brain instead of your feelings. And that's really important in the powers of our soul. The powers of our soul are the intellect, the feelings, and the will. And they're designed by God to work this way. The intellect should inform the will of what to do. Your feelings give you some information, but the intellect should make the change and choose what is good and avoid evil. So you feel and then you think and then you act. So don't just act on your feelings. Think about the faithfulness that you can and should have. Pour all your energy into the marriage that you have. And clearly let the other woman know that although you care about her, you're ending the relationship. I hope that helps you. That's a Catholic-flavored answer, Mike, from Colorado. You give us a call, too, with your question or personal problem. The number to get on today's Mass Appeal is 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK. We'll be back in just a moment.
Join me, Elizabeth Jingle, host of The Heart of the Interior Life, for the Healing Gardens of Sacred Scripture Catholic Women's Retreat at the Augustine Center in Conway, Michigan, April 25th through April 27th. This silent-directed women's retreat is a journey of the heart to a trustful surrender to the heart of Jesus through the beautiful gardens of Sacred Scripture. For more information, visit elizabethjingle.com/HG.
The mystery of the human person is in the fact that, unlike other animals, he is not bound to the present moment. A certain sound or aroma will take him back to his grandmother's kitchen and the happy moments spent there, while his love of shape and line puts him in touch with the architect he will be. And in his marital love we find the same mystery, as each participant in the conjugal act implants in the child all his or her history, for better or for worse. And then the child, too, is all their future, for the child is the 16-year-old they will teach to drive, the parent of their grandchildren, the one who will take care of them in old age. C.S. Lewis wrote that time past and time future are both contained in time present, but we can also say that time past and time future are both contained in child present. GuadalupeWorkers.org.
My dad, sharp as a tack, but getting him out for a dentist trip got harder every year. When he moved to the senior residence where he lives now, Dr. Mansour's portable dental service was a godsend. Dr. Mansour comes to wherever the homebound patient may be, whether in a nursing facility or the comfort of home. All the services you'd expect in a dentist office brought straight to the patient's door. Call 586-873-5567. That's 586-873-5567 or portabledentalservices.com.
Welcome to Mass Appeal, the Saturday morning live show on Catholic Radio, where you can get some free and friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. How's your Lenten resolution going? Do you need some encouragement? Do you need to change resolutions because that one wasn't working? Or was it not working because of your own weakness, which is important to acknowledge here in humility, and that you need more strength from God, that you need maybe a harder resolution or more prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, So you'll get serious. Maybe you pick too easy of a resolution and you kind of slough it off. Well, if you need help cleaning up your Lent here, a little more than halfway, give me a call with your question or personal problem. The number to get on today's show is 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK. Because faith does not always eliminate your problems. We're going to still have problems. It takes you through the problems. It doesn't always take away the pain, but it gives you the ability to handle the pain so it doesn't seem as painful, as we learned from the great saints. It doesn't take us out of the storm. It calms us in the midst of the storm. And so that's why we look at our daily challenges in the eyes of faith. Got some good news here from somebody sent me the pro-life news. Actually, probably this month I've gotten three or four emails of pro-life news, but have not had time to read them, but we've got time today. This one came from somebody who pulled it off of Catholic Vote, which is a good news feed. It doesn't exaggerate or lie. You can usually trust what they're saying. They do good research on there at Catholic Vote. So they said the Trump administration has restored millions in Title IX funding to Oklahoma and Tennessee. And I know we have listeners out there, lots of listeners in Oklahoma and many in Tennessee. These states were previously cut off under the Biden administration for refusing to provide abortion referrals. So these brave states, Oklahoma and Tennessee, that refused to provide abortion referrals, now get their money back, or they get the money that the Title IX money or Title X money that the other states have been getting all along. So in 2023, Biden's HHS, Health and Human Services, revoked funding after labeling the state's pro-life services out of compliance with federal rules. And so following the decision, Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma wrote to HHS Secretary demanding that the funds be reinstated. He said HHS has chosen to prioritize abortion instead of prioritizing actual health care by suspending Title X funding awarded to the Oklahoma State Department of Health because of its obligation to abide by federal law and state laws of Oklahoma. So he told them the truth. And this is where, these are words we can use coming up here when we're telling people the truth. Abortion is not family planning, the senator added. He said it's family destruction. See, simple truth. Both states filed lawsuits challenging the decision, according to Claire Coleman, president and CEO of the National Family Planning and Reproductive Health Association. And the Oklahoma State Department of Health confirmed it received $1.96 million in restored Title X funds. Tennessee officials have also acknowledged the award notice but not announced how it will be used. And so Title X, they call that family planning funding. It's the only federal program focused on providing reproductive health services to low-income individuals. So Oklahoma and Tennessee, who refused to refer for abortions, now get their funding restored so they can counsel women. So they also earlier this week, the Trump administration pulled Title X funding from 16 other groups, including 9 Planned Parenthood affiliates. And those of you that picket every Sunday and walk and pray sidewalk prayers at all the Planned Parenthood clinics are probably rejoicing today that funding was pulled from 9 Planned Parenthood affiliates, cutting off tens of millions of dollars to the nation's largest abortion provider. So I think that tells us something, that at least in some moral areas, we're going the right direction. We're acknowledging that abortion is not family planning, that Senator Lankford said it is family destruction. Okay, and if we're going to help people with family planning, particularly natural family planning, we shouldn't be required to promote abortion as well. So that has been resolved. Actually, I had a friend who was a nurse a public health care nurse that was supposed to educate young women after they had just had, they're single moms that had just had a baby. She's supposed to educate them about birth control. So she got certified in natural family planning and educated them about natural family planning and then told them how the other birth controls will harm them. So she followed the letter of the law and got away with what she needed to say. You give us a call with your question or personal problem. The number to get on today's show is 877-573-7825, 877-5-TUP-TALK. And before we go to our break, actually, it's time for you to call. We don't have any callers on the line. Time for you. If you've waited before, you've waited a long time. Sometimes you've waited a half an hour. Sometimes so long you had to go to hang up because you were on your way to somewhere. You can get straight in today. So remember what that problem was or tell me a new one. What's your question today as you're trying to live out your faith? The number is 877-573-7825. 877-5-TOP-TALK. And before a break, two more funny stories about the police. All right, number one police story, funny with kids. While taking a routine vandalism report at an elementary school, I was interrupted by a little girl about 6 years old. Looking up and down at my uniform, she asked me, "Are you a cop?" "Yes," I answered and continued writing the report. "My mother said if I ever needed help, I should ask the police. Is that right?" "Yes, that's right," I told her. "Well then," she said as she extended her foot toward me, "would you please tie my shoe?" Okay, police story number two. It was the end of the day when I parked my police van in front of the station. As I gathered my equipment, my canine partner, Jake, a police dog, was barking, and I saw a little boy staring in at me. "Is that a dog you got back there?" he said. "It sure is," I replied, puzzled. The boy looked at me and then toward the back of the van, and finally he said, "What'd he do wrong?" Thinking the dog got arrested. Okay, you give us a call with your question or personal problem. If we need to laugh together, we'll laugh. If we need to cry together, we will cry. The number to get on today's Masked Appeal is 877-573-7825-877-5-PEP-TALK. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
Dr. Martin Peters spoke recently with Toledo Bishop Daniel Thomas about the legacy of John Paul II's 1995 encyclical Evangelium Vitae.
In the interest of our listeners, tell them about your first encounter with Evangelium Vitae and what that did for you.
Our Holy Father John Paul had such an extraordinary gift of communicating the truth in an absolutely receivable way. I believe that the message of the truth about life and the dignity of every human life is essential, even more essential today perhaps than it was when he wrote it. His teaching continues to inspire. It helped pastors and priests and others, teachers, in how to communicate the truth of life and to be able to communicate that in a receivable way.
Find the rest of Marcus's March 24th interview with Bishop Thomas in the Ave Maria in the Afternoon archives and stay updated with all of our Ave Maria radio programs by following us on Facebook and X.
Just because you played the game doesn't mean you can coach a team. That's the first thing that came to mind when my daughter ran into issues with a particular coach. She was new to the sport and was looking forward to learning how to play and being part of a team. However, we quickly figured out that her coach wasn't interested in teaching the basics. She wanted a winning team. Now, I'm all about winning. It's why we compete. However, I'm not about disregarding others for the sake of competition. As Christians, we're called to coach, mentor, and practice Christian principles. Watching practices and games, it was apparent that the coach expected experienced players. This made my daughter feel deflated and frustrated. Both my daughter and I tried to address our concerns with the coach, but she wasn't interested. If you want a winning team, then get coached first before you try to be one. Ask yourself, how would Jesus treat these players? Because how you score doesn't really matter if the players don't feel valued as a team.
This has been a Christ Center communication message. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, a communications evangelist.
Welcome to Mass Appeal, the Saturday morning show on Catholic Radio, where you can have some free and friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. So whether you're struggling with irritations or evil or estrangement or diseases or sadness, you know, how can we see our struggles in God's eyes? God wants to strengthen us at every turn, whether we're angry or impulsive or need to set boundaries, or we're in a difficult relationship, or we're worrying too much, or overthinking things, or criticizing ourselves too much. We might need just to be uplifted. Give me a call with your question or personal problem, or maybe you just don't even know where to turn. What do I do? Like Mike, our caller earlier. Give us a call with your question or personal problem. The number to get on today's show is 877-573-7825-877-5-PEP-TALK. Is Tim ready to go? Should we take him since he's driving in the car, or wait a minute? Okay, I'll wait a second. All right, I wanted to tell you something that I did with one of the people I interviewed for the February 22nd show when I was in New Jersey. I pre-recorded a show, and one of the people I interviewed was David Bongura, who wrote a book called 100 Tough Questions for Catholics. And God just kept nagging me about using that book in some way. And then I heard that the April is the month of the Jubilee Year of Hope for teens. And so I proposed to our pastor that we have a program for teens the 4 weeks in April. And God has miraculously blessed it. We had about 40 people show up, and this is something you can do. It might not necessarily be in April, obviously, but I got this done on like about a six-week notice. I found some young adults from our young adult group. I found four, and then I ended up needing six because the attendance was so high. And they were going to provide this four-week enrichment program once a week for teenagers age 14 to 17, including the newly confirmed eighth graders. So the basis of it was this book, 100 Tough Questions for Catholics. And we also are highlighting Carlo Acutis, who's going to be canonized at the end of the month. So we have a teaching, you know, a little Father Mike Schmidt's video. We have a scripture memorization game from somebody else that I had interviewed on that radio show. So we're using one of her games. And then we have a 30-minute study time with their team leader where they voted on which question in that book, 100 Tough Questions for Catholics, and they so they voted which chapter they wanted to do first and second. We rated them, and then we have our, you know, we pray, we have an icebreaker, we see a Father Mike Schmidt's video, we do 30-minute table discussions on 100 Tough Questions for Catholics, and the parish got a book for every teenager that shows up. We've got 40 now, and they review what they learned. We see a YouTube video of Carlo Acutis. This next week we're going to look for his the website that he put on Eucharistic miracles. We're going to talk about confession. We have these young adults that are wonderfully formed that are leading the discussions. Of course, we have snacks and things like that, and they're going to have a pilgrimage to one of the Holy Door churches. So just wanted to share that with you as an idea. Sometimes when we hear things and say, oh, yeah, I like that book. Well, let's do something with it. If it's written by a high school teacher for teens, the book 100 Tough Questions for Catholics by David Bongura, we ordered 20, thinking it'd be a small group. Then we ordered 10 more. And then we ordered 10 more this week because we have more kids show up. So obviously these teens are willing to commit to something for 4 weeks. And plus it's before baseball and after basketball season, a good time. So think if you want to do something this summer or in the fall or over Christmas, get your well-formed college students or young adults to do something for your high school teens or your junior high teens using that tough questions for Catholics and using teachings on Carlo Acutis. And so each week when we talk about Carlo Acutis, we talk about the one of the young adults leads this, of course. What virtues, how did he do God's will, and how can we do God's will? What virtues did he grow in his short 15 years of life before he died of cancer? So teaching them about a saint their age, as well as empowering them with the answers to 100 tough questions for Catholics, praying with them, getting together. It's pretty exciting. We had a great first meeting this past Wednesday. And if somebody wants to do that in your parish, go ahead and email me. I can send you our notes and our outlines and our timetable and how we got it rolling in our parish. Because, as I said, I thought of this right February 22nd and approached the pastor February 28th, and here we already had our first meeting April 2nd this week. So consider that for the Jubilee Year of Hope. This was the month for teens, but maybe this is the month you plan to do something for the teens in your parish, celebrating the canonization of a teenage millennial saint who's the patron of the Internet, as well as empowering our teenagers with the 100 tough questions for Catholics. That way you don't have to engage them in debate, and your leaders don't have to be necessarily the teachers. The book becomes the third party. So if the teenagers have a challenge, they just refer to the book. And the book has 100 tough questions divided into 14 chapters. And, of course, you might guess what the first topic they voted for was. It was a tough one. All right, you give us a call. Sharing that idea. Give us a call with your questions or personal problem. The number to get on today's Mass Appeal is 877-573-7825-877-5-PEP-TALK. We'll be back to talk to Tim and Rose right after this message.
WDEO Ypsilanti Detroit, W300CO Dexter, an Ave Maria radio station, and on the net at AveMariaRadio.net.
Welcome to Mass Appeal, the Saturday morning live show on Catholic Radio, where you could get some free and friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. This is Colleen Kelly Mast. I'm a certified life coach, an author, a speaker, and I'm here to help you for the next hour. Give me a call with your question or personal problem. Line up. I put out a call for calls, and we got some calls on there now. The number is 877-573-7825. So join Tim and Rose and Annie and make our show happen this second hour. 877-573-7825. If you're struggling in marriage or friendship or work or your ministry or with your parents or your adult children or decisions you're trying to make and you want some outside input that's not emotionally involved and maybe from a Catholic perspective, or somebody's irritating you and they're not going to change, and what do you do about that? Or you're having a bad Lent and you need to pick up a new resolution, or maybe problems in your prayer life or managing your own emotions, like we saw in the news this week, somebody that, I don't even want to talk about it, that somebody killed someone because they couldn't manage their emotions. Or what would Jesus do in your situation? Give us a call, 877-573-7825, 877-5-PEP-TALK. Okay, Tim is on his way to a funeral, so we better take him next. I'll do some opening words later. So Tim from Georgia, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling. You're on the air now. Tim, what is your question today?
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I am a deacon in the church and on my way to a funeral, and just a very tragic situation, 38-year-old. And just, you know, some of these things that happen are just, you know, there's no answers for. And I just, it's just one of those, like, where do we go? You know, how do I in some way bring comfort to this family when no words will take care of it? Just this is one of those very sad funerals, prominent young family, and just young girl who's done all the right things and was suddenly beset by death. So that's my question.
Oh, my goodness. And just last night I was pondering that untimely death because the anniversary is coming up next week of my son when he was 29. Was taking a nap and had a massive heart attack and died. And we never knew he was sick. There were no problems, and it was just shocking. And so as I pondered that last night, maybe the Lord was preparing me to respond to you going to the funeral of a 38-year-old in an unexpected death, because I couldn't even ask God why, and I didn't want to. And that poem that kept coming to me, that it's very long, but I know the first and the last verse of it, where it says, God has not promised skies always blue, flower-strewn pathways all our lives through. God has not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, or peace without pain. But God has promised, and then there's another six verses in the middle, but at the end it says, God has promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way, grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy, and undying love. So you, Tim, at this funeral, when you speak to these people, there's no way you can explain or defend it. This is not God's fault. It is not God's punishment. Don't let anyone think that. Or, oh, the good die young, like all those little sayings, like people said the stupidest things. They don't know what to say in this incident when they're coming through the wake line, And so just, you can just say that we'll never understand this. We know that original sin entered the world, and with original sin, came sickness and death and surprises. But we know that each of our souls has eternal life. And so God has promised strength for them to get through the day, the week, the year. It's not going to, he's going to give them the light and the grace, the help that they need. God comforts them. God is giving them sympathy, and God is filling them with love. So instead of them getting mad at God, as some people do when someone that they love dies, we have to say, remind them to let God love them. That just let them sit and rest, cry, process the feeling, and know that God loves them, and he will give them the strength just to stand up, and he will give them the rest that they need. He'll give them the help that they need, that this is their chance to really connect to God. And some people have found that it's in the greatest struggles of life that they finally identify that Jesus is there. Another poem that comes to mind for you, Tim, is the Footprints poem. That remind them if they've seen it before or have a copy of the plaque, or maybe it's even hanging in the funeral home or the church, to say that this is the time where you don't even have to be strong, because God is carrying you. There's one set of footprints, and he's holding you, carrying you through this. So acknowledge that it's sad. Acknowledge that it's bad. Don't defend it. Don't, blame God for it. But just say that this is a time to draw closer to God, and he will give you the strength and the love you need to get through this difficult time. Okay, I hope that helps you, Tim. God bless you, and thanks for being a deacon and doing this ministry.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye. How sad. And as I briefly referred that I was reading last night, I don't read the news that often, actually, maybe once a week, but that a boy stabbed a boy and killed him at an athletic event in Texas. I mean, this is a world where people are living by their emotions rather than their brains. We don't even have common sense. We've got people so wounded or mentally messed up. Who knows what it is, if it's what's in our food, if it's the radiation and the wireless. Something's not right here with us. And we're seeing a lot of evil penetrating the culture because of it. Oh, boy. Give us a call with your question or personal problem. The number to get on today's show is 877-573-7825, 877-5-PEP-TALK. Do we have time to take Rose before the break, Melissa. Okay, Rose from North Dakota, thank you for calling. When I called out for calls, you called. Rose from North Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio. You're on the air now. What is your question, Rose?
Yes, hi. I just don't know how to go about a certain situation. So my son and I go to church every Sunday. He's 16. And he started to bring along his little girlfriend, very sweet little girl. However, you know, she's not Catholic. She showed interest to going to Mass with us. I guess what bothers me a little bit is she's been going for the last, I think, a couple of months. And, you know, when we enter the church, we make reverence and, you know, we make the sign of the cross when we kneel and all of those things that go through along the Mass. But I don't see her doing anything like to kind of follow us. I have not taught her directly. I have sent her a couple of videos so she understands a little bit. I don't want to be too pushy with her because, you know, she's young and she doesn't understand. And
yeah, she's just a girlfriend. Like, you know,
how to go about it without being pushy or trying to, impose or.
Okay, I got an idea. I've done this before. And so. Talk to her at the time when you're not on your way to church. Does she come over to your house sometimes if she's dating your son?
Yes.
Okay. So sit down and say, you've been coming to Mass with us, and I really appreciate you coming along. And then say, I bet you think some of the things that we Catholics do are kind of weird. And so I want to explain some things so you don't really start wondering or feel out of it. And always feel free to ask me questions after Mass. You can even write things down if you want. But I want you to understand. So to say that we do things that you might not have seen before, and I just want to let you know what we do and why we do it so you understand what's going on and don't just think we're weird. Okay, so just acknowledge that it is strange. If you've not been in a church before, you do not know anything. And when you've read people's explanations that have not been in a church, you know, like what's going on there, it's absolutely strange to them. So when just say that, and just say, well, I'll tell you the top three things for this week, and just say I'll tell you some more next week. You notice that there is hopefully a crucifix in the front of the church. That is our representative to remind us that Jesus died for our sins, and he wants to forgive us. So that reminds us of that. So when we walk in, we bow toward that cross or acknowledge that cross. And why people are doing this funny thing with their arms at their head and their heart and their left shoulder and their right shoulder, let me tell you about that. This is called the sign of the cross, which relates to that cross hanging on the wall. But the words we say in our heads when we're doing it are, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen, because we believe that there are three persons in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So those are the first two things. Then you probably want to know, why are people taking a knee? Okay, this is because in the Catholic Church, there is a gold box over there, maybe a gold door in the wall, called the tabernacle. And we believe that Jesus Christ, who becomes bread to feed us, in the Eucharist, he says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life within you. Jesus told us that he is becoming bread to feed us, and we believe this is him in that box. The priest can turn this bread into God, and God is present there in what we call the tabernacle. So when we walk into church, we always look first to see, is there a little light showing us where the tabernacle is? There's the tabernacle, whether it's the side or the middle of the altar, and we put our right knee on the floor in reverence to say, wow, this is God. Hi, God. I honor you, God. So when you see us come down on our knee, it's not an exercise. We're not doing lunges. We are honoring the fact that God is present in the room. All right, so just, I mean, those are the first three things. And then each week just say, yes, ask me, and just get a funny relationship with her. Where you say, like, ask me if you see anything strange or you hear anything strange, and let's try to explain it to you. So you become her buddy in learning about the faith. So just start with those first three things and help her know why. Not that you're trying to recruit her or convince her, just so she understands what you guys are doing and what is happening in the Catholic Church. And just say, if you ever want to join us in doing those things, making the sign of the cross or going down on your right knee, we call it genuflecting or bowing toward the altar, you're welcome to join us in doing them, and this is why we do them, this is how we do them. And then you can say, let's practice the sign of the cross. Some people don't even know how to do it right, but just show her where you go up and then down to the heart and the left shoulder and the right shoulder and what prayer people are saying. And so just educate her on what's going on. And so she feels that she's understanding it and a part of it, and that you're her buddy, her helper in telling her the secrets that everybody else doesn't know about being Catholic. But just say, once you keep going, you'll have more questions as we go. Okay, Rose, take a really positive, helpful attitude toward that. You won't be pushy. You won't be pretentious to say, hey, we do a lot of weird things. Let me explain the first three to you. And then each week, just say, if you have three more questions, if you want to ask about this or that, ask me. Okay, Rose?
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Have fun, and you can always play this back for her, too, if you can't remember what I said, because you can go to the archives at AveMariaRadio.net, and they archive the show from today's date, April 5th, 2025, and you can go to Mast Appeal Archives and this date, and you can even play that back, and then you can have fun with it as well. So enjoy the time. Just you're educating her. You're not pushy. You're not pretentious. You just want her to understand things that kind of look weird. So acknowledge that they look weird to an outsider and clue her in so she can become an insider if she wants to. All right. Thanks for the call. Good idea. We'll be back with more of Mast Appeal. It's time for our break. Give us a call at 877-573-7233.
At Send Global, their mission is clear. Feed the hungry, bring hope to the hopeless, and share the gospel. Right now, they're just $12,000 away from opening a life-saving medical clinic in Jamaica, in a location with no ambulance service, miles from the nearest hospital. Your support can help bring critical care while sharing the love of Christ. Give today at sentglobalmission.org. That's S-E-N-T, globalmission.org.
On the next Epiphany.
I fear no evil, for you are with me. Hi, Vanessa Denha-Garmo here. And let's all press into the Lord. He is with us. So is Dr. Ray Garende and Amy Ekblad. They will join us to kick off our spring pledge drive. Join us and help Ave Maria Radio continue its mission.
Epiphany, weekdays at noon on Ave Maria Radio.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. There's more to it than reciting the act of spiritual communion. We should begin by having sincere repentance for our sins and affirming our belief that Christ's death redeemed us. Next, we call to mind the spiritual gifts found in Christ's sacrifice and thank God earnestly for them. Now we are disposed to pray the traditional prayer of spiritual communion. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Walk through the doors of Cantora Italian Market in Plymouth and you are instantly transported to Italy. Hi, I'm Teresa Tomio, and you can choose from a curated assortment of unique food and wines that you won't find at your local supermarket. Fresh handmade pasta, gourmet wine and cheese made from scratch bread and desserts, and high quality meats and poultry. Don't forget to stop for lunch or dinner at the attached award-winning restaurant. For directions, visit CantoroMarket.com. That's CantoroMarket.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Mast Appeal, Saturday morning. number to get on today's Masked Appeal with your question or personal problem is 877-573-7825, 877-5-PEP-TALK. Our next caller is Shannon from Pennsylvania. She just heard Deacon Tim's call, so you have something to share with us, Shannon. You're on the air now. Shannon, go ahead. Shannon, you're on the
Hello?
Air now. Go
can
ahead.
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. That's great. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry because I'm having a hard time hearing you. I'm driving in a rainbow.
Okay, just speak up a little bit.
Okay, so first of all, I wanted to talk to my big little dear boss, your son. I was with you speaking about your ticket in the modest place. It was very sad. And I can't imagine. I can't imagine living through that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did live through a tragedy of my own. I've lost my husband at the age of 37 from a massive heart attack. That was sick. And I was left with 7 to 4 reminders of him. But I just wanted to tell anybody who was listening something that gave me comfort. In that time was somebody gave me a card and it had a part. But the quote of St. Francis de Sales, of our Lord, prepare the coffee. It's beautiful, beautiful writings of
St. Francis. Shannon, you know what? You're going to have to hang up and call back because our connection is so bad I can't hear what it says on the card and I want to hear it. So if you want to hang up and dial back, we'll take you after the next one and have that card with you because we'd like to hear what it says, but our connection is not that good. So go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And call back in a minute and we'll take you. Okay. I'm thinking
you could
go.
Thank you.
All right. Call back in a minute. Somebody called, and I'll just answer the call of the person who didn't stay on the air, a young caller. So how do you know if your friends are real? Which is a good question for a young person, but some questions you might ask yourself. Actually, I have some questions in my sex respect book about friendship. But can you trust this person? You know, can you rely on them? You know they're going to be honest and loyal. They're not going to talk about you behind your back. So trust is a big one. How do you know if your friends are real? Respect, like respect, they respect you, your boundaries, you know, when you want to stop, when you don't want to do certain things. You know, they value your thoughts, your feelings. Like even if you disagree, they can disagree without getting mad at you. So that would be a real friend that you can communicate with, you know, openly and honestly without being mean. You can be kind and patient, and really that they call you to virtue, that they help their point. They're trying to get you to heaven, and they will help you do that without being mean or calling you out, but they'll be like a support system for you getting to heaven. So that's how you would know a friend is real, that they're supporting you, you know, when you're in your good times and giving you comfort in your difficult moments, but always encouraging you to be the best person you can be. So that trust and honesty, loyalty, you know, even if somebody makes a mistake, that sometimes coming back from that friendship after you've made a mistake makes your bond even stronger. Is your friend able to forgive you? You know, and then can you just relax and enjoy time with each other? Can you, do you have hobbies or interests or sports that you do together where you just can share that connection and have some downtime conversations. So those would be some of those qualities of a true friend. Okay, did Shannon call back? Melissa, is Shannon back on? Are we on the air? Stan. Okay, I didn't know. Stan from Michigan, welcome to the show. You're on the air now. Go ahead, Stan.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm very, very honored to talk to you.
Thank you.
Would you have a tip for when driving, dealing with really rude drivers? Should I pray? And I just think driving has gotten worse and worse, and you just feel sinned against, and you just have a real quick tip to remember while driving.
Okay, good question. That's true here in Illinois. I think essentially when they do legalize marijuana, I bet half the drivers in the city,
absolutely,
Cook County are like not in their right minds. So it is crazy, and some are angry and not in their right minds. So I totally understand.
People on the cell phones and texting, and
yes.
I just feel sinned against.
Yeah.
And I just feel when I'm behind the wheel, I'm shocked at how I behave, and I just. When I get home, I just say, God, please give me grace, because mm-hmm. I'm shocked at what I do. One time, somebody was on my bumper, and I got so upset, I followed them for 3 blocks, and I gathered my senses, and I just said, God, help me. But I just want your expert advice on what do I do? Do I pray? What do I do?
Yeah, this is a mindset change, Stan. If you feel sinned against, Your mind and your emotions respond every time thinking like, oh, no, I got to defend myself. So you send yourself into fight and flight by that thought that's telling your will and your emotions that you've been sinned against. And instead of taking it personally, you want to go out there saying, I'm going to be the best defensive driver that I can because there are crazy people out here. Half the people on the road are crazy. And just accept that as your reality rather than an offense of them sinning against you. Just realize the world is crazy. Please, God, protect me. Guardian angels surround my car and help me be the best defensive driver that I can. And then you just take it upon yourself to keep your eyes open, be ready, and give yourself an extra 10 minutes before you go anywhere so that you have the patience to let in these people that are trying to cut you off. You back off, let them pass you, let them speed. So you take on patience and you take on an acceptance of the reality of that you're going to have to work harder at defensive driving because there are crazy people out there. Because this attitude of I feel sinned against is going to create that fight or flight and get you mad. You don't want to be as mad as the angry people out there. You want to be ready, prepared, safe. And Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Happy driving, Stan. We'll be back with more of Master Field in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Colleen Kelly Mast. Thousands of families each year go on to regret not having a will once their loved one passes. At MyCatholicWill.com, a legal will is as simple as 15 minutes filling out information about your family. Thanks to our partnership with MyCatholicWill.com, when you use the promo code AVE, A-V-E, your will is absolutely free. No hidden costs whatsoever. Visit MyCatholicWill.com.
Hi, I'm Marcus Peter. Ave Maria Radio is gearing up for its spring pledge drive, and Mother Angelica instructed her sisters and staff to pray this novena to Our Lady of Good Remedy for financial providence. Dear Lady of Good Remedy, source of unfailing help, thy compassionate heart knows a remedy for every affliction and misery we encounter in life. Help us with thy prayers and intercession to find a remedy for our problems and needs, especially for financial providence for Ave Maria Radio. Dear Lady of Good Remedy, be ever present to us, and through thy intercession may we enjoy health of body and peace of mind, and grow stronger in the faith and in the love of thy Son, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of Good Remedy, that we may deepen our dedication to thy Son, and make the world alive with his spirit. Amen.
Looking for a retreat venue for your youth group, sports team, ministry, or staff event? St. Francis Retreat Center in DeWitt sits on a picturesque 95-acre property complete with 3 large conference rooms, 2 chapels, 2 dining rooms with commercial kitchens, meeting spaces for smaller groups,
overnight lodging, and a professional staff to make your event a success. Call 517-669-8321 or visit stfrancis.ws to book your event today.
Saturday morning live show on Catholic Radio, where you can get some free and friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. Sorry about those technical difficulties that we were having there. And then while Melissa was trying to fix the technical difficulties, some of you called and maybe didn't get answered. So we were waiting for Shannon to call back. We don't even know if she did. We wanted to hear that card and also offer Shannon our sympathy at the loss of her husband. He died at age 37, and she had 7 kids to raise, and she wanted to share that with us. So if your connection has been, we told her to hang up, remember, because of her connection, and now if you're in a place where your connection is better, call back and read us that card. We'd love to hear it. And you give us a call, too, with your question or personal problem. The number to get on today's Mass Appeal is 877-573-7825, 877-5-PEP-TALK. Actually, Psalm 34 is helpful for all of you people that are struggling with difficulties, and those of you that have lost someone. Or, as Stan says, I feel sinned against when I'm out there in the traffic. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and the Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from earth. And when the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress he rescues them. So he is close to the brokenhearted, those who are crushed in spirit he saves. Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all the Lord delivers him. He watches over all his bones, not one of them shall be broken. The Lord redeems the lives of his servants. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in him. Then I want to talk a little bit more about emotions, because it's come up in a couple questions now. Stan's, the last caller, managing his emotions. Mike, our first caller, managing our emotions. And so often we let our emotions rule our actions. And this is it's a contemporary problem. Maybe in other generations, people didn't even express their emotions. They just stuffed them in, which didn't work either, because that kind of can create suppressed anger that comes out in bursts and, you know, violence or abuse later on, or meanness. But to realize how God designed us in the powers of our soul. And there's a beautiful meditation on the Amen app in the Daily Rosary Meditations. Under the sixth beatitude, blessed are the pure of heart. And this was so beautiful that I had to listen to it 100 times and try to transcribe it. I didn't even get the whole thing transcribed. But if you have the Amen app, which is a free Catholic prayer app kind of connected to the people who put on FORMED, the Augustine Institute, and they have daily rosary meditations. And a couple months ago, I don't know if it's changed since then, under the blessed are the pure of heart, they were meditating on the sixth beatitude. And this gave us such a great education on the powers of the soul. Because they say to be pure of heart doesn't mean those who never experience temptation. So Stan, who just called last and feels sinned against because the crazy drivers are cutting him off and he's losing his patience with them, it doesn't mean you're not going to be tempted. You know, even Jesus was tempted, but it doesn't mean we'll never have those temptations, whether it's an impure thought or a thought to be impatient or anger toward the other drivers around us or resentment toward somebody who's not done their part of the relationship. You know, so to be pure of heart means to have the powers of our soul healed and reintegrated by receiving Jesus in the Eucharist, combined, of course, with our effort through mental prayer and a resolution, like I mentioned to Stan, that a mindset change from I feel sinned against to I'm going to be the best defensive driver I can because the people are crazy out here. You just accept that reality. So if we don't even know what the powers of our soul are, we maybe can't understand how they're supposed to work. So there are three powers in the soul, the intellect, the feelings, and the will. They're designed by God that the intellect perceives, becomes aware of reality through our five senses, through our imagination, through our memory, through everything that we've learned, the scriptures, the Ten Commandments. And then our intellect presents its perception of reality to our feelings as to whether this is right or good for me. So the feelings don't make the decision. They just kind of filter it. Is this wrong or bad? Does it make me feel good or bad? And the feelings then respond to what the intellect presented within, I'll choose this or I will not choose this. So this prompts the will to avoid it. So your first choice is in your mind, you know, choose it or not choose it. And then that form tells the will, do it or don't do it. Okay, so you'll have a short dilemma in your mind. Should I get angry? Should I be upset? Should I blame myself? Should I get mad at this other person? So that should just take a few seconds when you practice thinking before you act. But what should come first is thinking. Thinking should inform our feelings, which prompt our choices. Got it? Thinking should inform our feelings, which prompt our choices. And thinking, people that have been versed in the Baltimore Catechism from the olden days, know that our brains we need to form our conscience in everything that we study and learn and are trained in young. So we form our conscience so that thinking with a clear conscience should rule our lives, not our feelings. So feelings are meant to be servants, but if left in charge, they become very bad masters, okay? But as I said, now our souls, most people in the country, because of original sin that we inherited from Adam and Eve, and we've not accepted God's grace as well as we should, those three powers of the soul are wounded, so they're not operating like they're supposed to. So our intellect is darkened, we suffer from ignorance, we suffer from confusion, we suffer from actually intellectual laziness, and it takes a lot of effort for us to think things through because we're not great thinkers anymore. So it's just easier to feel. So we let our intellect go to sleep, we let our feelings determine our behavior, and we let the feelings rule our life. And that's one of the big problems of our culture. It's amazing how many people deny that that's true. And they say, oh, no, I'm a rational person. But if you take a look at your likes and dislikes and our wounds from original sin, are we really doing God's will? Are we thinking like Christ? So we might not be able to see very clearly whether we're rationalizing or not. But we are rationalizing. Quite often we rationalize sin. It's okay if I don't dress modestly for Mass. It's okay if I cheat on my taxes. It's okay. God's not going to be mad about that. So we are rationalizing in ourselves due to our spiritual laziness, our love for sin, our bad habits, or maybe ignorance, maybe confusion. You know, so if we do what we feel like, it's making a heck of a mess in our relationships, in our families, and in our society. So we can change the way we feel by how we think. And one of my popular sayings to my life coaching clients is you can act yourself into feeling better, but you cannot feel yourself into acting better. Your bad feelings can harm your relationships, so you need those healed and conformed to Christ. Give us a call, 877-573-7825. We'll be back with Mass Appeal in just a moment.
It's that time again for the Spring Ave Maria Radio Pledge Drive. Ave Maria Radio is a station that was built because your community said that you needed it. And then you built that station, and you've sustained it for over 25 years. And we're asking for you to support Ave Maria Radio this year so we can keep supporting you and living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. Please give for this year's Spring Pledge Drive.
It's time for Family Man with Dr. Gregory Popchak.
Catholic family life is a liturgy. Liturgy is a word that means a public act of worship.
And for Catholics, liturgy is an act of worship established by God and intended to heal the damage that sin does to our relationships with Him and each other. For instance, the liturgy of the Eucharist is God's way of restoring communion with Him and making communion with others possible. Well, when we bring that Eucharistic grace home by looking for little ways we can share Christ's sacrificial love with our family each day, we celebrate the liturgy of domestic church life, the liturgy that helps God heal the damage sin tries to do in our homes, at the very root of human relationships. To discover more ways your family can celebrate the liturgy of domestic church life, check out the newest editions of Parenting with Grace and visit CatholicCounselors.com. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, but you can call me Family Man.
To discover more ways faith can enrich your life, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Easter is Sunday, April 20th. This year, let the family and staff of Viviano Flower Shop help you select the perfect floral arrangements for festive gift-giving and home decoration. With much beauty, Viviano's has helped patrons celebrate life, love, and faith since 1937. Ordering is easy. Phone us at 1-800-VIVIANO. That's 1-800-V-I-V-I-A-N-O. Or shop online at Viviano.com. Viviano's also offers convenient delivery service for Easter and for all of life's celebrations. Remember, Viviano Flower Shop.
Good morning. Welcome to Mass Appeal, the Saturday morning live show on Catholic Radio, where you can get some free and friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. Oh, the number to get on today's show. We had a lot of callers. We've got one back, so if you still want to call, we can get you on today. The number is 877-573-7825. And Shannon, if your connection's better, we would love to hear that poem, too, that grieving poem that someone gave you when your husband passed. All right, next is Teresa from Massachusetts. Welcome to the show, Teresa. You're on the air now. What's your question? Teresa, are you there? No, I guess not. All right, we'll come back to her in a minute. So I did want to talk a little bit about Lent while we're waiting for Teresa to be ready. And some of you have seen this for the last few years, and here we are. We're a week away from Holy Week, actually. And Pope Francis had said some interesting ways. I mentioned before, if you'd like to crank up your Lenten resolution, he said this is a good way to fast for Lent. About, he maybe said this several years ago. He said, fast from hurting words and say only kind words. Fast from feeding your sadness and be filled with gratitude. Some people that create their own depression by feeding their sadness. Fast from anger and be filled with patience. And that's our driver that called earlier. Fast from worries and have trust in God. Fast from complaints and contemplate simplicity. Fast from pressures and be prayerful. Hang it up. Give that to God. Hang it up on the cross. Fast from bitterness and fill your heart with joy. Fast from selfishness and be compassionate with others. And fast from grudges and be reconciled. Fast from saying words and be silent and listen. Fast from gossip and be a peacemaker. That should give you some ideas of what we can do here in the rest of Lent. Maybe add that to your resolution, or if you messed up with those resolutions, those are some ways to fast. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving, giving of yourself. Okay, let's go back and see if Teresa is ready on line one. Teresa from Massachusetts, are you there? Okay, Teresa, you're on the air now. What's your question?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Great. Thanks for calling.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I want to take a job, and it's been a long time where I've had a job where I can feed my family kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it might require me, it is going to require me to give immunizations to people, and I personally find them harmful, and I kind of want to know my morality in that. Like, do I say anything? Do I follow through with the doctor's orders? Or do I just not take the job?
Mm. Okay, the clearest thing to do is not take the job if you have to do anything against your morals. I know there was a young man I knew who was a pharmacist, and he was 3 months out of, you know, ready to get married, and he was offered a job where he had to dispense things that he didn't want to dispense, being the abortion pill and contraception, things like that. And he looked and looked and prayed and did find a job in a cancer clinic, you know, prescribing the medicines for those people. But if this job would require you, in general, the job would require you to do things morally wrong, you probably shouldn't take it. And if you can talk to tell the boss about that or the people hiring you and let them know, just say, this would be a concern that I have. It would bother my conscience because I believe that this is not safe to do or maybe not safe for the people. And you can tell them that and then let them choose whether they want to hire you, or you could not do that part of the job. You could avoid that part of the job. The other thing is that there are so many people that agree with you, especially good Catholics, especially with the information coming out now in science about immunizations. However, the church itself does not say that immunizations are immoral. It's a matter of our conscience. Even immunizations, and the bishops say this, for those who still trust bishops, but many of them are still trying to clarify morality for us. So we have to look at the research they do to bring these teachings to us. And the bishops say that even if, you know, that we don't have to go and figure out how that immunization, how that vaccination was made, or if it harms someone, if we believe a greater good would come by giving our child that vaccination or giving someone that vaccination, it clears our conscience. So it's not a sin to receive or give a vaccination. So what you're facing with is that gray area of your moral conscience. You don't believe those are helpful, or if you believe they're harmful, you're welcome to either not take the job, tell them that that's something you will not do, or ask them, can I educate people in the consequences of this? Can I show them the flyer of what might happen and let them make the decision with full knowledge? I did that once with a doctor with my son's fifth grade, all the shots they wanted to give him when he was going into fifth grade. And I said, you know, he asked me to sign this paper, and I said, well, show me the paper with all the consequences, the effects. And I said, would you sign it for me? Would you take full responsibility for any side effects this vaccination might have? And he said, no. And I said, well, same for me. So you can call people to accountability, but if you believe that you're going to be like antagonistic in the job, it probably isn't worth all your energy to spend that. So don't take the job. Clear if you know that would be a problem for you and your relationships there, and then tell the people up front that you believe that's wrong. And if you really need and want the job, you can ask them if you can inform people first of all of all the consequences of that, and they can make their own choice. So that's kind of what you're looking at, Therese. So good luck making that decision. God bless you. All right, time for a break. We will be back with more of Mast Appeal. Maybe we'll talk to Dennis, David, and Marissa, whoever we have time for, right after this message.
Deacon Skin and Surgeries is a comprehensive dermatology center on the border of Troy and Rochester Hills, south of M59, and in Livonia. Deacon Skin and Surgeries perform full skin exams and focus on the diagnosis and treatment of all types of skin cancer and precancerous lesions. All are board-certified dermatologists and fellowship-trained surgeons. Call 248-852-1900. Deacon Skin and Surgeries, a beacon for patient care. 248-852-1900. The Heart of the Interior Life with Elizabeth Jingle.
In St. Ignatius of Loyola's fourth rule for the discernment of spirits, he teaches that one of the aspects of spiritual desolation is, as he describes it, movement to low and earthly things. This aspect of spiritual desolation is the contrary to what a soul experiences in spiritual consolation. In spiritual consolation, we experience an upward call to heavenly things. The contrary is true in spiritual desolation. There will be a downward pull towards low and earthly things. Father Timothy Gallagher writes, "Persons in spiritual desolation, on the contrary, feel no attraction to prayer and to God's service, but are drawn toward lower and more earthly things." Identifying and understanding this downward pull as from the enemy, and then rejecting it, enables greater freedom from the empty promises of spiritual desolation.
For more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.
Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I'm Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, on this Sunday of Lent in many Eastern Catholic churches, a woman is put before our eyes who is a model of repentance, reverence for the Eucharist, and hope for women experiencing shame.
Now on Ave Maria Radio's newest FM stations, 105.5 FM in Southfield and 107.9 FM in Ann Arbor.
Saturday morning live show on Catholic Radio, where you could get some free and friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. So it's our last segment. We have five callers. So, of course, thanks for answering the call for calls. Let's see what we can do. We'll start with Marissa from Texas. Marissa, welcome to the show. You're on the air now. How can I help you today?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I was just trying to find out, my daughter had a baby out of wedlock, and she is living with the baby's father. They live as roommates. They don't sleep together. They're in separate rooms, but she's with them because he is really a narcissist, and she's finally opened her eyes to the manipulation and everything, but she is she went to a lawyer because she was worried if she left, him taking the baby and without, you know, like having her on a weekend or so forth. And so she's just staying with him until I think she gets, you know, her, she just is like, I don't know if God's, you know, going to remove him. But I just know that I can't allow him to take, because he does things that are not drinks, smokes, marijuana. The lawyer said those things don't matter.
It wouldn't endanger the child?
She would have to show proof that he was endangering the child, which I just thought, maybe you need to go to a different lawyer and get some other information, because that's one of the biggest, you know, that's her concern. So I don't really know. It's so hard because she's doing better now, I think, because she's opened her eyes to his manipulation, so it's not affecting her. I mean, physically it would make her just sick, and she's just kind of taking care of herself, and Mary Rose is the baby, and so I just don't know how to help her. I don't know if, you know, I'm praying, obviously. I'm praying the rosary a lot, and I don't know if that's the best thing to do, you know, to stay in that until she's, I don't know, until she's older. I don't really know. It's just a very...
Does she fear if he leaves that he will retaliate?
You know, I think that yes, he's very petty. I mean, I get worried sometimes when I call and she doesn't answer. Mm-hmm. She lives right around the corner from us, which is good, but
yeah.
Sometimes I worry about that, because he's done some things in his previous life you know, before her that was not very good.
Right.
And, you know, he's starting to use the baby now as the manipulation, because the other things he used to do that would get her upset, or, you know, she's just not falling into that anymore. And mm-hmm. So now he's doing things to try to get her upset with the baby. And I mean, it's just, and she's still nursing her. So I think that's, he never takes her, like goes anywhere, takes her. Or,
okay. That's good.
So I think that's why she is still just like, I have to be here. So I mean, she's like every night she's blessing her room. She's, you know, she has exercise, holy water and salt, and now he puts it everywhere. And, you know, just, I don't know. It's just, it's not a good situation. Yeah. I keep thinking, Lord, you know.
God doesn't want us to live in fear like that, that he does not expect us to live in that kind of fear. She needs some clear thinking so she can make that decision. And if he is not a rational person, it's going to be difficult no matter when she moves out, if she moves out. But to stay there and be fearful is not really good for her or for the baby, because this does affect her immune system, it affects her nervous system, it affects her digestion, and it's going to affect the baby for her to be controlled or under fear if this person is self-centered and, you know, if they're verbally abusive or emotionally abusive. So that is not good for her or the baby. So if she's staying there out of fear, she might just say she needs a break and just take a couple days away. Maybe she could just come to your house for a few days during the week and just clear her mind where she can pray, go to confession, be full of grace, go to Mass, ask God to show her what she needs to do next. And if she just got away from it for a few days, she prayed intimately and diligently, that she would be able to have some clarity as to what to do next and to speak to that lawyer or get a different lawyer, as you say. Because if a woman is feeling unsafe and that she is in danger, that's not a healthy relationship for her and her baby or her and this man. So be glad they're not married, but also remember that living together is wrong, even if you're living separately. And if he's not marriage material, there's no reason to pursue a relationship with him anyway if she's feeling afraid. If he's willing to get some help or admit that he is causing a problem and get the help that he needs, a separation time might just give them a chance to each heal and that they can come together in the future and be married. But if he's not marriage material and she's fearful there, she probably should move out, get some clarity, get a lawyer, find out what she can do and not just live there in fear of him retaliating. Because while she's nursing, she needs to be with the baby anyway, so he couldn't take it at this point for a weekend or anything like that. So support her in that so she can feel some peace and some clarity and make a good decision. Okay, Marissa? God bless you. Thank you so much. Okay, we had some callers. Dennis from New York asked for prayers. Do we have time to put Dennis on? No, we don't have time to put Dennis, but whatever Dennis wants us to pray for, let's pray for Dennis. We had Pat wants to help her mom in her 90s with anxiety that she feels. Actually, we can start with that next week when we start the show. And David from South Dakota said he'd want to talk about something I said regarding chemicals and food. Oh, my goodness. The knowledge of that is absolutely amazing. I've been studying that a lot lately. So we've got a lot of topics hanging over for next week. But for now, remember to prepare yourself for Sunday's readings. Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone, nor do I condemn you, and go and do not sin anymore, Jesus says. God bless you as you try to be Christ to others.
Mass Appeal is produced by Ave Maria Radio and broadcast through the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Copies can be purchased or free downloads can be found at the Ave Maria website, AveMariaRadio.net. If you have a comment or question for Colleen, write to Colleen at AveMariaRadio.net or Mass Appeal at AveMariaRadio.net. And listen for Mass Appeal Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 Eastern Time for free friendly advice from a Catholic perspective.